Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Journey into the Light Radio. I am your host, Nick Long, and we are live for the next 90 minutes tonight with my guest of the evening, Michelle Fletcher. She is a very gifted medium who will be taking your calls for free mini readings. So if you have a question, please call in early. The number to call in is 929-477-1684. And if you want to get a reading tonight with Michelle, please press the 1 on your phone. Otherwise, it will just show me that you are wanting to listen. So my guest tonight is on here every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. And we are always very honored to have her on this show. She's probably, I mean, she is the longest guest that we have had on the show for the last decade. And so she has been, you know, we're very honored she takes the time out of her week to come here and to be a part of the show with us and to take y'all's calls for readings. I have known her personally for many, many years and have talked to her privately, and she really is the real deal. And she, you know, with her work and with the readings she provides, she gives you, you know, not just validations, which is a big part, I think, in healing and comfort, you know, things only you would know, but, you know, she also shows compassion to you and just really, you know, is a very, very light being and, you know, and she's one of a kind for sure. And so, so we are honored she's on here with us. And so again, she'll be taking your calls for free psychic mediumship readings tonight. So whether this is your first time here or if you've been a long time follower of the show, welcome back. And and if you haven't got a reading from Michelle before and you are interested in doing so, we invite you to call in for the first time. That number again is 929-477-1684. And we thank everyone who is in the chat room tonight with us. That link can be found on the show page on Blog Talk Radio, Journey into the Light, if you'd like to chat with us in there. And Michelle's Facebook link to find out more about her. And if you would also like to contact her for a private reading, you can find that on her Facebook link, which is in the chat room, as well as the link for my Facebook, if you would like to follow the show for show updates. So we're going to be live for the next 90 minutes tonight, and so we will be joining with Michelle here right after this short little break on Journey into the Light Radio.
Everybody's looking for that something, one thing that makes it all complete. You find it in the strangest places, places you never knew it could be. Some find it in the face of their children, some find it in the lover's eyes. Who can deny the joy it brings when you found that special thing? You're flying without wings. Some find you cheering every morning, some in the solitary night. You find it in the words of others. The blind can make you laugh or cry. You find it in the deepest friendship, the kind you cherish. Something, you're flying without wings. So impossible, 'cause they may see you've got to fight. For every dream, how to
Welcome back to Journey into the Light Radio. We're glad to have you with us. My guest tonight, Michelle, is taking your calls for free readings. And so Michelle, like I was saying, has been a part of the show for a very long time. Her and the former host of this show, my father, Michael Long, has done countless and countless shows together. All these shows we do are archived on the show page. So if you ever would like to go back and listen to any of these shows and hear past connections Michelle has made with former callers throughout the years, you can find that on our show page as well. And so, you know, back when my spiritual journey started, per se, I would say about 6-7 years ago, you know, Michelle was there and was a really big prompt or catalyst, I would say, you know, that kind of got me started in that direction. And she's always been there for me, and you know, is a really, really dear friend of mine. And she honestly, I mean, my father, back when he did the show when he was still alive, you know, he had very, very many guests on there, and they all did their own, you know, line of work, whether it was life coaches or psychics, mediums, tarot readers, etc. And so, but Michelle, I think, you know, with her gift, I would honestly recommend to anyone as my first choice. Just, you know, the private readings she's done with me, etc., has really, really helped me along my path and has really progressed me. And so, So I know she can do the same for you. I've heard it myself. And so without further ado, let's bring her on this evening. And welcome back, Michelle.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, how's your week been going?
Going good. We managed to hit 4 degrees today, so I'm curled up in my electric blanket.
4 degrees. Shoot. I should move
four
up there
degrees.
For a little bit.
Yes, you should.
It on in. But yeah, and
I'd like to share with everybody our really cool synchronicity that just happened.
Yes, for sure.
So Nick has no idea. In fact, nobody knows this, but I'm an in-the-closet singer, and I belong to some karaoke apps, and generally I pick a new song each week and practice it, try to perfect it, and then I record it on the app. So the song of my choice last week, and Nick had no idea, was Endless Love, which is the first song he, you know, it's his opening song to our show this evening. So I thought that was
right.
Really cool because, you know, what motivated him to play that song out of all the songs? So my interpretation
right.
of that is, you know, your dad that, you know, is just like a special little gift that, you know, he threw in the mix.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that's really, really something else, you know. You know, no such thing as coincidences. And you know, and that song, actually, I don't know if my father ever had told you or said on one of his countless shows or whatever, but that song was actually the song my dad had turned on and played whenever he proposed to my mom back in like 87. And so
aww.
So yeah, so obviously that's really, you know, special song to them. And you know, and as I've heard it growing up, you know,
you.
I've liked it. Yeah, you know, and so yeah, so it's pretty, you know,
aww.
It's a real good song. But
and
yeah,
you know, when
so.
I was singing the song, I've always tried to attempt it, and I just kind of, no way, that's too high notes, there's no way. And I've always tried to, you know, my younger years I went to karaoke bar, and I always wanted to, but I never never could work up the courage. So I felt, you know, a lot of help from the other side attempting the song.
Right.
You know, they love it when we're creative, and they love it when we do things that bring us joy. And so I felt, you know, a lot of support.
Right. And so, you know, so yes, I agree with that. And, you know, I've told you before, throughout the years, you know, how much I love, you know, music. And I used to pick, you know, the song for your show alone,
yeah.
You know, back when my father was, you know, hosting the shows and stuff. And so, you know, always had a really big tie to music and stuff. And so,
You always did. You always picked the music for your dad's show. It's so special. Now you're doing the show.
Right. So. Yeah, it's so hard to believe. But yes, and so also happening tonight is the lunar eclipse, which I'm sure a lot of people out there heard about. And being, you know, the gifted psychic medium you are and everything you've studied, is there any specific insight or any meaning you would want to share?
Definitely a period of cleansing and shedding of the old. So something that was shown to me during meditation was that we, as humans, we shed the old shell and we transform into a higher self. But something that was new to me that I didn't know that was shown to me in my meditation was, this actually happens 3 or 4 times in a lifetime, where it's like a snake, you know, sheds its skin. Well, it doesn't just do it once, does it multiple times. And I think that we as humans, as we progress and we grow, we shed and evolve, shed, evolve. And I think that, you know, the way that the moon, all of the different stages of the moon is sort of a symbolic for that shedding and new and changing. And but the full moon, as you know, is like you know, it definitely gave me some anxiety, and I really had to stay grounded, and the anxiety comes from, you know, a shedding, like getting rid of the old, make room for the new. And I'm really, really grateful for this process, because the person that I was in my early 20s is a completely, I don't even recognize that younger Michelle in the 20s. And I happen to really like what I've become. And so all of those years during change, even though I resisted it and it was sometimes extremely excruciatingly painful, I'm very grateful.
Right. So, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, change and, you know, evolving and, you know, et cetera, can be, you know, like you said, a real painful, if not, you know, somewhat scary process, you know.
I had no concept of trust and surrender and let go. And those were all newer concepts to me as I grew older and matured.
Right.
And now looking back, I can say, wow, that, you know, my higher self had my back the entire time, even though I felt abandoned or lost or a victim or all of those things. There was always a plan. There was always a plan.
And so, yes, I believe that very much. And, you know, and talking about plan, and even though it might not seem like it per se at the time, or maybe while on this earth, I was reading a really interesting near-death story this week, and it was the first time I ever heard this, and I thought I would share it with you. But this lady who had went to the other side for a few minutes, she was shown her grandma, who was who had had dementia for like the last year and a half, you know, and she was kind of half here, half gone, and you know, and she had always wondered, like, you know, like how could that be part of God's plan to, like, you know, just totally be what appears to us almost like brain dead per se, you know, or at least to some degree. And she was shown that, you know, people in that state are like, you know, could be multiple versions, I guess, per se, but, you know, some of them are like in the process of transitioning halfway to like other realms, or like, you know, or like are somewhere else. Like, they're not just like lost per se, as it might appear to us in the physical.
Right.
And so I thought that was pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
I would say most things
comforting.
Are not what they appear to be in the physical. And my husband's mother suffered from Alzheimer's, and she would lay in a bed for days and days and not move or not wake up, or she'd just be in this zone state. And, you know, my husband got really concerned to him, and I tuned in to see what the heck she was up to, and she's having the time of her life. You know, it looks so bad and awful, but she's soaring the heavens. She's understanding more of her role on the earth. So she's getting life lessons. She's taking it all in. She's just doing what her soul is doing. So, I concur that it is not, most of the time, it is not what it looks like.
What it looks like. Right. And, you know, and another thing I just thought of, which I really, once I had, you know, read it, it just really like resonated with me almost per se, about not what it looks like. I, you know, had read as well many, many, you know, near death experiences of whether people, you know, go to the other side, like in a car crash or while drowning, you know, and to us, while that might seem like, gosh, like really, you know, terrifying, you know, so many of them report, like, you know, like a millisecond before that car hits like the pole or the tree or whatever, everything slowed down, and how they were like, they were out of their body before the car even hit the tree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, it really, you know, takes away a lot of fear per se, you know, on those type things, you know, or, you know, it really, you know, so I found that pretty, pretty cool, pretty comforting, and, you know, really seemed to resonate with me pretty good. So,
yeah, my mother, when she was 10, had a near-death experience of, you mentioned drowning, and that made me think of the story I heard growing up when my mom almost lost her life drowning. And she told this story countless times growing up, where she was underwater. She saw huge screens, trees all around her, ginormous screens of her life in complete color and detail. And then someone pulled her up out of the water, and she survived, but that experience stayed with her. So she saw her birth, she saw, you know, different interactions with family members, she saw all the events, you know, up until the age that she was at.
Right. And so yeah, it's very fascinating, and I always, you know, always think all those are, you know, and definitely shows, you know, the illusions per se that might be, you know, on this earth, some of them per se, you know, as far as that goes. And so, so yes, thank you for sharing that with us, Michelle. And so we are taking your calls tonight. Michelle is for free psychic mediumship readings. So please go ahead and call on in. The number is 929-477-1684. And press the phone, the one on your phone, if you would like a reading tonight. And before we start, Michelle, is there anything you'd like to let the list callers know before we get going?
Sure. So We're going to spend the next hour or so taking your calls, and I just want to open it up to any questions that you have about your life. If you would like to connect with a loved one, I am able to do that. And if you need some guidance or direction in your life journey and your path, if you feel stuck, whatever it is that is going on in your life, I'll tune in and give you the information as it is given to me. And one thing I wanted to add is, you know, if you have a pet that you dearly love and the pet's on the other side, I do connect with our fur family. And if you need some spiritual guidance, so many of you are opening up to your own abilities and or just recently discovering that you have some gifts, and if you have questions about that, I can answer. I'm really just a spiritual advisor here to help you. I ask that you be kind to the messenger, be kind to Nick, because we are here on volunteer. We do not get paid to be here this evening, and we're just here out of the goodness of our hearts. And I get really blessed, you know, helping and assisting. And I think you want to, when you call, you know, we can only have time for, it's like 5 minutes per caller or something like that. So we don't have time to get into multiple questions. So just please ask one question, and then, you know, I will tune in and see what's there for you. And if the reading turns into other information, you know, be open to receive that, because I don't have control over the information that's given to me. It's just whatever I see is what I'm going to say. And then another thing I want to say is I do not interpret. So if I say something like, oh, I see, you know, a dozen red roses, I'm not going to interpret that. I will hope that you will know what that means for your life. And then if you're struggling or you can't remember or you don't know, I may assist in the interpretation process. So that's really it.
All right, and very well said. So, and when I bring you on, callers, please just state your first name and where you're calling from, and then your question for Michelle, and we'll go from there. So without further ado, let's bring on our first caller of the evening, area code 702. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Good evening. My first name is Brian, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hello. Good evening.
I'm
How are you
sorry,
doing tonight?
What was your first name,
Thank
sir?
You. Brian.
Brian. And you're calling from where?
Michigan.
Michigan. That's not that far from you. What's the weather like there?
Oh, it's frigid. It's low zero.
Yeah, pretty cold. I think this is the coldest it's been this winter so far.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what can I help you with, Brian?
I have a first question for you. Are you a psychic reader?
I am an intuitive psychic reader. I'm also a medium.
Okay. Because my question is more towards educational, if you can answer this question for me.
Sure.
For the last 10 years, I've been trying to get in a PhD program. And for the last few years, I've been denied.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up just a little bit here. You've been trying to get into a PhD program?
Yes, off and on for the last 10 years, and I've been denied. And this year I applied to 7 schools, and so far I've been rejected by 2. And I just want to know any messages that you're getting from my pursuits.
Sure. Okay, so right away the number 8. So Brian, I'm gonna state this pretty quickly. I absolutely feel like you will get into your PhD program. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of struggle around that. So it has something to do with a life lesson that you scripted before you incarnated. And that means that when you, there's some kind of like gratefulness or, you know, really relieved or, so when it does happen, it's going to mean so much more to you than if you had just gotten it, you know, the first or second try. So the number eight, I certainly hope that doesn't mean you have to apply, you know, until you've reached the number eight, but I'm kind of feeling like it's going to be around that. So the short of the message is keep trying and don't give up because the door is going to open up for you. Hold on, I'm getting something else here. I see you. I mean, I just see it happening. So, okay, I also okay. see a celebration. Yeah, so there's some motivation for you to keep working on it and keep trying because I do see that happening for you.
Okay. Okay, all right.
All right. Well, all right. Thank you for calling in tonight. Have a good night, all right?
They're taking my call.
All right. All right. Thank
you. Thanks for calling in.
All righty. Great reading there, Michelle. You know, and sometimes it can definitely be frustrating, you know, when you know, if you're qualified, et cetera, and you keep trying and trying, and it seems like, you know, the doors are shut at the moment, you know, and.
Exactly.
So, yes. So Michelle Fletcher is my guest tonight. You can also join us in the chat room there with us. And so we got about 20 callers on hold at the moment. So if you would not want to wait in line and if you would want a private reading with Michelle, her Facebook link is in the chat room and on the show page to contact her there. And so with that, let's go to our next caller, and it's going to be area code 520. 520, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Arizona. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Not a problem. And what did you say your name was? I cut out there.
Lisa. I'm sorry. Lisa.
Lisa. Oh, okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And so did you have a question for Michelle tonight?
I do. Thank you. I spent the night at I have a 3-year-old grandson. I spent the night at his mother's house with him. And let's see, I spent the night, I think it was not last night, but the night before. And it's 5.5 hours away from me. And do you see her getting back on track? I had originally told her, well, he had been coming to visit with me, and then I had told her there was the behavior that should be looked at that he was exhibiting, and the conversation went south quickly. She said, well, it doesn't happen at her house, and so I said, well, I don't think you watch him, and so then she said he can't come to your house anymore, so this is a big step where I paid for a therapist to go, for she and I to go visit a therapist to try and patch things up between us. And she said, you know, that I could spend the night at their house. So he exhibited the behavior, by the way, when I was there and she saw it and she chose to leave the room. But I'm asking, will she start allowing him to come to visit me?
Okay, so the short answer is yes. Now, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I also want to encourage you with the therapist. I want to encourage you to keep trying to get the family into therapy, and just to starters, just you, her, like what you said, to patch things up. I think that's super important. I seen something where there's a some sort of a devastation with her, some sort of an awakening or awareness or something that is revealed to her that she had not known before that is kind of brings her to her knees. And that when she discovers this thing, and I don't know what it is, but I know that it's pretty devastating to her. When this happens, that's going to be what propels her to take your advice. Okay.
Okay.
I'm also looking at a year out. So when I talk about these things, not in the short term. Okay. So this is something that gradually has to be revealed because it's pretty big and it has a tendency to spirit world shows us things gradually at times because of the shock and then also the denial. So spirit world is helping her with gradually opening her eyes. Okay, she'll see something and then she goes back into denial and it's this back and forth thing until she's ready to just fully see it.
Okay.
So what I want to tell you is to do less talking and just be more support.
Okay.
So you want to withdraw a little bit with wanting to fix, caretake, correct, make it right, all of those things, and have faith that, you know, our higher self has a plan, like what I said, you know, at the beginning of the show. And then, so she really just needs your support. And it's not so much the what you say, it's just your presence.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. So probably a year before he'll be allowed to come to my house again?
No. It's a year out that this awareness where where it's revealed to her, whatever this thing. I have a pretty good idea of what it is, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Oh dear, I should call you for a private then.
Well, you could message me. You don't need to book a private session. You can message me privately.
Oh my, thank you.
So well, we hope that helped there, Lisa, and we appreciate you calling in tonight.
Well, you both are just earth angels. I mean, that word doesn't even describe you both. So your dad,
thank you.
His work
thank
for
you
all.
Very much.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you have
I
a good
agree.
Night, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Great reading there, Michelle. Tough situation.
Very much so.
So yes, so Michelle is taking your readings tonight, your calls tonight, rather, for free mini readings. She's on here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. So if you do have a question involving anything in life, rather, that you're having difficulty with, please go ahead and call in tonight, and we would love to hear from you. So let's go to our next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Michelle. Can we get your first name
Hello.
And where you're calling from, please? Hello.
Hello. Hi, Michelle. This is Sharon. I'm calling
Hi.
From Ohio. Hi.
Happy
Hi, Sunday.
Sharon.
Happy
Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you as well. And so did you have a question for Michelle tonight, Sharon?
I do, Michelle. I'd like to see what you see. Do you see for me for this year of 2019 stability in my career and finances? My job and my finances.
Okay. So I'll get to that question in a minute. For some whatever reason, I'm seeing pottery. I want to know if you have a loved one that did that or if you have any desire or interest in pottery.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I used to do ceramics, actually.
That's it.
My
spirit world, when you have pottery. Well, Spirit World, they're always here, even if you have questions that are have nothing to do with the spirit, with your, a loved one. So I do get a female coming in from your mother's side, and she's this female is the one bringing this up. So your question is about finances in the next year. Absolutely, that's going to improve. It feels like a steady climb to me. I don't see any backwards. Yeah, it's climbing, but it's at a very steady pace, and it you have full control over this pace, and this is the pace that's comfortable for you. If it grew too fast, if there's too much, it would overwhelm you. It's at the perfect pace, so no concerns there. One thing, okay. The reason the pottery or the ceramics is coming up here is because that's telling me that you need to take a little bit of time out for yourself and the things that you love. Like for me, I talked about singing. So don't forget about doing these hobbies. And I really don't like that word hobby. It's actually passion. They're passions. They're like little passions that bring us bliss and joy and ecstasy at times. Take time out for that because I don't see that you are. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. I like to run too. I do jog.
Okay,
like
there you go.
Yeah.
So get up and do that and enjoy that and also enjoy the success of your career.
Yeah.
Also April.
What about April?
What is the April month? Is there a birthday or a passing of the month of April?
Not that I know of, not offhand right now anyway.
Okay. All right, we'll just tuck that aside, and if it comes to you later, it's being a little girl celebrating a birthday in April.
Girl celebrating a birthday. No one in my sister's, my cousin's daughter, no one is in April. May, and maybe I don't know that right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a young girl, little under the age of 10.
I'll have to think about that one. No one that I know in my family, and even immediate family, I'm not sure about April.
Okay.
But that's okay. That does, I'm sure it'll ring a bell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Do you know who the woman is on your mom's side coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. My grandmother.
That's your grandmother. She's the one mentioning April.
She's the one. April. Her birthday was November. Maybe she passed in April, but I thought it was more in the winter time. I was so
It's okay. It's fine. But I hope that answers your question about your career, and you have a lot to look forward to.
Thank you. Yeah, because I changed careers last year, and I just wanted to see if it was stable this year. That was the main thing.
Yeah, it's definitely stable. You're a very grounded person.
Listen, thank you so much, and I'm sure
you're
April will click. Thank you both of you. Listen, have a nice evening,
right.
Okay?
You too.
All right,
thank
you as well. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, great reading there, Michelle. And before we take a quick little break, would you let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. Facebook is the easiest and best way. If you message me, I usually take 24 hours or less to message you back. And that's it. Michelle Media, Michelle Fletcher is my Facebook. Message me, and that's how you get a hold of me.
All right. Great. Very good. Thank you, Michelle. And we will be right back after this quick little break on the other side, continuing your calls for free readings with medium Michelle Fletcher. So that number is 929-477-1684.
Call my own. Through the dark feel like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire.
Welcome back to Journey into the Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Long, and we are in the middle of our show tonight with our guest, Michelle Fletcher. She's taking her call for free mediumship psychic readings. So let's go ahead and bring back on Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hey there. Glad to be back.
Oh. And so the number again to call in is 929-477-1684. And we thank you all that are in the chat room with us tonight as well. And so the links are in there as well for Michelle and for me if you'd like to follow me for show updates. So with that, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 515. You're on the air with Michelle. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, it's Jen from Iowa.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. Well, I'm kind of in a kind of a crossroads. I guess I could use some guidance. I'm thinking about moving, but if I stay, I'm thinking about purchasing a home. I'm wondering, I'm hoping to meet someone and, you know, that life partner.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead hold off?
Kind of what you're talking, I'm like, I see you in somewhat of a pickle as far as a romantic relationship concerns. It's hard for me to tell if this is past, present, or future. But I see there's two suitors and you don't know which one to choose. So I don't know if that was a recent past or coming up. I don't believe it's present. How does that make sense?
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So it must be the future.
Yeah, because, and I get that's interesting. I get the month of December for this question as far as romantic. It feels like to me it's very quiet and very not a whole lot of activity in the romantic world. But then suddenly the gates just kind of flood open. And then this creates some conflict, some inner conflict, because there's just a lot going on. I want to give you 6 months. But then I don't know what this December month, that to me is more, that's a year away. If there is going to be any relocating or moving, it's pretty far out. But the romantic stuff seems to be opening up, and it's not the life partner, I'm afraid to say. It's more kind of dating. The romantic partner the life partner doesn't come until a little bit later. So,
okay.
Also, I see you have some writing, creativity, writing ability. I don't know, how does that make sense to you?
I used to write poetry. I'm actually not a very good writing. English is not my strong suit.
Well, that's what you say, and... You know, I talked about my singing, and, you know, for many, many years, I thought I was a world's worst singer, and I really couldn't carry a tune, and I was tone deaf and all that stuff, and that's just not the case. Like, I'm singing opera, and I don't know why we do these things to ourselves where we stunt our abilities. It has to do with self-worth, you know, not being good enough or having, you know, those kinds of feelings. It's better to... the thing is, it's better to have those beliefs about ourselves rather than to take a chance and actually try and you know, do this. So you do have writing ability. That's my point. Could be dormant. You know, you just said that you've written poetry. So, you know, spirit world is guiding you back to some of that creativity. You're also very connected. Mm-hmm. As far as your inspiration comes from the source. And the way I see it is you have a direct connection through the crown chakra to source, which tells me that goes into your poetry. And not just your poetry, but, you know, you're very creative. You're very creative. So, I don't know about tarot cards. If you've had a tarot card reading, I'm seeing cards laid out before you.
Yes,
you know,
I try and do them for myself.
That's it.
I don't know how well.
So, I mean, what did you say? I'm not very creative or I'm not very good writer. Well, it's all, I'm going to call BS on that, you know, lovingly. And no judgment here at all. Is it, you just do. And you're very connected. You give yourself readings.
Okay. So, I, you know, I do the pendulum and the tarot cards, and I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but we'll try.
Well,
so
I don't know if you've noticed
like,
in the... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go
it
ahead.
It sounds like... No, you go ahead.
So it sounds like I'm not going to be buying anything in the next year
future.
Or so.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah,
my life
I would
partner
just hold off.
Is not coming in.
So, I mean, if you want to perceive that as bad news, you could, but I would not perceive that as bad news. I would perceive that as, oh, my higher self has my back and knows what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and that's the thing. If I'm going to get, hopefully I'd like to get married and have a life partner. I don't want to purchase something and then having to try and sell it or figure that,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. That's
so,
why your reading made perfect sense to me, is the move, the house, the partner all kind of comes in around the same time. But the dating actually starts, there's going to be quite a bit of dating before that life partner, which tells me you're not 100% ready for the life partner.
Mm-mm.
So
I'd like to think so, but yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to
okay,
think so. Let me tell you, I didn't meet my life partner, my twin flame, until a very late. Now, I don't think that's the case for you, but I,
well,
if, go ahead.
Thought I met my twin flame, and I realized I think he's not after five, 6 years, so.
Yeah,
I'm.
Well, we have false twin flames that come in to prepare us for the real deal too.
Yes, and that's what I'm starting to believe. So
yeah,
kind of starting to prepare life in a different direction. So
yep, you have. There's a little bit of a. We've got to get to the next caller. There's a little bit of an inner jitter. In you, it's a little tremble. It's like a fear, and the spirit world is wanting you not to be so afraid and to live life fearlessly. So that
okay,
was it. That's a big
advice.
Message. Yeah.
Well, thank
and,
you.
You know, all of us could take that message. So, okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank
Have
you
a good
for calling
night.
In tonight. You too. Thank you. Right, great reading there, Michelle. And I once heard that, you know, if you have, you know, whether it's a child, teenager, whenever, you know, if you have like a daydream per se, that won't go away of, you know, singing, writing, songwriting, art, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
that's almost like spirit nudging you to pursue it in a way, you know?
Yeah, it's a download. So when you... really have almost no control and you just kind of go off in la la land, it's pretty important to pay attention to what's being downloaded to you.
Right. And so yes, very well said. So let's go to our next caller here, area code 703. You're on the air with Michelle. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Andrea, and I'm calling from Virginia, but it's also very cold here. We had 10 degrees, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're warmer than us.
Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Yeah, a little bit warmer.
I think you're bragging a little bit. Like,
sorry, not really. Well, I'm listening from Boston.
She's bloating.
So, you know, we get below zero, so.
Okay, so you're a few degrees higher than us.
Appreciate your call. my question is, I have a job offer for a new job, but I'm waiting for the fingerprints to come through. But I guess because the government shut down, it might be on hold. But all of a sudden, my boss has become very toxic and very negative towards me, and I don't know, what I did, or do you hopefully to see this job come through before I get replaced?
I think something your boss is going through something. I don't think it has anything to do with you. I think there's a huge amount of stress in this poor woman's life. And I know that's not an excuse to take things out on others, but she's just sort of unaware of her behavior. I see it's not just you, it's, you know, multiple people. Do you understand that so far?
Yeah, because she complained to her boss how I was vindictive and I didn't know how to do this stuff. And she has to monitor my phone calls. And I don't know why she would throw me under the bus like that. I'm like, what did I do to you?
Okay. Yeah. So again, because of all the stress that's happening in her life, she's kind of picking, but it's not personal to you. So my advice here is to try as best you can not to react, and it will dissipate. Okay, so if she has to monitor your calls,
fine.
Just, okay, that's fine. You know, let it ride out, because your reaction to this will make all the difference in the world. And I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you know.
Yeah.
You already know what you need to do.
Yeah.
So I do see you in this position. So as far as being replaced or another job, I don't see that happening. Also,
the other job's going to come through before, like, in the next few weeks or so?
I mean, I feel like you're just going to stay put for a minute.
Okay.
I don't really have a time frame. But now this is off topic, but I have this
mm-hmm.
dog coming through in Spirit World. Did you have a dog, or do you have a friend that lost a dog recently?
No, I don't have a dog. No? Mm-mm.
Okay, hold on. Well, just very briefly, I have this very tall man coming in, and he has his dog with him. So, very slender, very tall man with his dog, and the dog is about medium size. Do you have any idea who this could be? I don't believe it's a relative.
I think I'm renting out a room in my house, and the guy lives in Pennsylvania, and I'm in Virginia, but he has a dog, but he's not bringing the dog with him. I don't know if that could
be. Okay, that's how this makes sense to you in your life. I really don't know how to put that together. So I'm just going to let that rest.
Okay. Maybe it'll come to me later on, you know, down the road.
Yeah. But I do think it has to do with this man that's coming to stay with you. Yeah.
Okay.
And his dog not coming. Has something to do with that. So I think that's really all I have for you. I hope that was helpful.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Great reading there, Michelle. We currently still have about 22 callers on hold. To skip the line, per se, if you don't want to wait, you can contact Michelle for a private reading on her Facebook, and those are listed on the show page and the chat room, Michelle Fletcher. And so with that, let's go to our next caller, area code 863. You're on the air with Michelle. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, good evening. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi,
Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing tonight?
How are you?
Good. Actually, it sounds like weather-wise, a little bit warmer down here at least. So I think this is the night for weather, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like a couple colors ago, I would like to connect with my twin flame. So I was hoping for some guidance around making that connection.
Okay, so the twin flame, that brings up a lot of discussion that we don't really have time to go into. Hold on. I'm being shown like you're dating or you're, I'm just seeing relationships, and I'm not seeing the twin flame. So So the twin flame is on the earth, incarnate in the flesh. And I do believe that you've spoken or met with him. Do you understand this?
If I did, I wasn't aware of it, or I don't. I'm not sure.
Okay, so I feel a connection with your twin flame. I don't get the sense that he's living in the same state as you. But the good news is he is physical and he is on the planet. So I wanted, for the listeners, I want to define what a twin flame is. It's the exact replica of the same energy that you have. So it's basically the same energy in two different bodies. So it is your male or female counterpart. It is your other half. And that, Julia, is really all I have for you, is that he is in the physical, he is incarnate, but I see him a good distance away from you, which leads me to believe that he's in another state.
Okay. There's so many labels that we're using now that it kind of gets confusing, because some people say
exactly,
twin flame or soulmate or life
soulmate
or heartmate.
Which are
so
two
that's what
totally
it's like. I never
things.
Really know what to label it as, but what I really want is that heart and soul love connection, you know, that person that, you know, they just get you and you just get them, and then, you know, it's like you just click, you just fit, you know, it's not like a big struggle, not a lot of drama and trauma and all that stuff. So I don't really know what the correct label for that is, but that's really what I want.
We get caught up in labels for sure.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about a man who enjoyed gambling. Is coming in on you from your father's side. And this male is sort of holding your hand. And would you have any idea who this is? The only clue I can give you is that he liked to gamble. He's a heavier set guy.
Nobody is coming to mind, but I'll definitely keep it in mind. You know, probably, you know how stuff floats up out of the blue, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, psychic amnesia is what it's called. Well, hang in there with the, you know, don't give up, and he's going to show up. So this love partner and your soulmate.
Okay. Do you feel that it's like this year or something to look forward to, or?
Yeah. Feels like what I'm being shown is and gathering or a meeting feels there's a couple of different dates that I'm seeing, a house party, so this person that you're going to meet is within a friend circle, and I'm seeing, you know, multiple get-togethers with this person. I actually think that what I was picking up on is not, I'm sorry, I get my wires crossed, but this person that likes to poker, and when I say that, I don't mean it like he has a problem or an addiction or anything like that. It's just a hobby. And heavier set, older gentleman. So this person was not at all a spirit. This is somebody that is in your friend circle.
Okay,
well, that's all I have.
So,
okay,
Holy,
thank
you for calling
so
in tonight. All right,
you
have a good night, all right?
Night.
All right,
you
thank
too.
You. All right, great reading there, Michelle. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back continuing with your calls here on Journey into the Light Radio.
Thank you.
All right, and welcome back to Journey into the Light Radio. My guest tonight, Michelle Fletcher, is on here every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for 90 minutes. So the phone lines always stack up early, so please call in early next show. But we aren't done yet, so welcome back, Michelle.
Hi there.
Hello. And so, hello. So we're going to go to our next caller here, area code 404. You're on the air with Michelle. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Charlotte in Alabama.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. And my question is, well, my subject is, I have a friend, John. We've been together for a minute, but there was a lot of family interference, and it felt as if that family interference had lowered quite a bit, but he's going through some issues from a lot of things that have happened. Are we going to make it through this?
Yeah, you are, and Spirit World wants me to mention your heart is about 10 times bigger than the norm. So
say that one more time.
What that tells, yeah.
No. No, could we
let me
what you...
Absolutely. So
okay.
The question, or the answer to your question is I do feel this relationship is very promising, and it's because of the love that you have. He has a lot of love too, but the love that you have in your heart, not just for him, but for people. Like, do you realize how much people need you in your life, how much love and help and how generous you are?
Yeah.
Because when you first started speaking,
I still keep telling you that.
Well, you need to take that in.
Don't realize what I'm doing when I do it.
You need to take that in because you're an earth angel and people need you. So, you know, really embrace that you are really, really needed in your circle, in your family, in your friends. People need you. People come to you when they are struggling in their life. But, you know, there's always a healthy boundary there, you know, to make sure to take care of yourself as well and don't just give it all out. So, but the answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
There is a, particularly a female that is the one that's causing the problems. She, it seems like we have one of these, you know, I have one of these in my family where she just, they don't realize the damage that they cause. And unfortunately, one of these days, her eyes will open to the damage that she has caused. And guess what? You'll still be there loving her because that's just the kind of person you are. I feel like this entire family is beginning to see what she does. They're going to start calling her out on it. Do you know who is this woman?
His aunt.
It's an aunt?
His aunt.
Okay.
Yes.
They're going to start, the family, the friends, the people that she's around, they're going to start calling her out. Now, this may sound like a really wonderful thing, but for her, this is devastating. So we need to have compassion for her. She is, you know, lower vibrating individual, and she is incarnate with a family that is going to help her evolve this sort of nastiness in her. And it's very, very hard for her to open her eyes and see, because once she opens her eyes and sees, then she has to learn self-forgiveness.
Well,
okay?
I asked for that quite a while ago. It just didn't, it took a long time for it to happen.
It took a while, and it does with these types of individuals. It really does take a lifetime. And you know what? She's been working on this for many lifetimes. So here's the summary of it. She doesn't know who she is without it. She has to learn to operate and be in the world in a different way, because this is how she connects with humans. And if she doesn't have this, she doesn't know how to connect with humans without it. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. I've seen it before. Something similar to that before, I guess.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's hard. I don't know what the answer for that.
It's hard because she's messing up your relationship. But love is stronger than this.
Thank you very much. And you have a pleasant evening. And you're so nice to do
you
these
too.
Things.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks
you're
for
welcome.
Calling in.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Great reading there, Michelle. And so it's been a great show. It always goes by so quick.
So fast, yeah.
So fast. And before I let you go, will you go ahead and let the listeners know, if you will, how they can get a hold of you one last time?
Sure, you can message me on Facebook, and it generally takes less than 24 hours for me to get back in touch with you, and I'm happy to answer any questions or help you out in your life journey, your spiritual path, whatever it is that you are needing on this stage of your life. I'm here.
All right, and we thank you for being on the show as well, and we hope you have a good week. All right, Michelle?
Thank you, Nick. You too.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to end the show tonight with a special little clip that I had played back when I had started the show again. It's about a minute long, and it is the final words that my dad had said on his last show, the former host of the show, Michael Long. And so, we thank you all for being here tonight, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
You're a friend with me on Facebook, so you see all the postings. Follow the show on Blog Talk Radio on Journey Into the Light. And thanks to everybody for making this possible and being here. Love to all of you. Make sure you make tomorrow the best day ever, because as I was explaining a little bit ago with a medical scare I had, you never know. You never know. I know we talk about that a lot, but when it happens to you, you know, I remember speaking to someone and they were arguing about something, and I said, hey, listen, if I made a mistake on something, I'm sorry, I apologize. But I said, when you almost die, you realize the important things in life, and it's not mistakes. Oh, my goodness. So enjoy your family, your friends. Show them love. Show a stranger love, you know, and more importantly, show yourself love. Don't forget that. Show yourself love. And if you have any problems going on, they're going to get better. Just be patient. They always do. Love you guys.
Shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, but this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't leave it. 'cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes. To the light of grace. Yeah.